the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
Oh, that's Buzz TV.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for South Park. Tonight's host is Phil Svitek. Joining Phil will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Ian Kaiser-Soze, Michelle Macedo, and Jack Woz. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest South Park news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Phil Svitek!
Welcome, everybody, to what is my favorite AfterBuzz TV show, South Park, the only explicit show on AfterBuzz TV.
Hallelujah, man.
Yes, indeed. And before we get into that explicit stuff, so if you're listening, there's a forewarning. You probably got about two to three minutes. I just want to say a few quick words. Maria Menounos' book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, went from 15 on the New York Times bestselling list to 5.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
You don't really go. This is the fifth week, and usually you kind of steadily decline. It's quite interesting.
That's awesome.
So we have that. So if you haven't gotten it, go buy it. Two, June 2nd and 3rd, AfterBuzz TV will broadcast its week's podcast live from the 2011 MTV Movie Awards gift suite at the W Hotel on the world-famous Hollywood Boulevard. And so Ian Kaiser, I know, is going to be in town for that, right?
Coming in especially for that.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Ian Kaiser is an AfterBuzz favorite in the sense that, I don't know, how he got under the grandfather clause for AfterBuzz, and now he's kind of making his rounds all week.
The AfterBuzz World Tour. I'm sitting in on one of every show.
Yes, but he actually likes South Park a lot, so we're glad to have him on this one. So look forward to AfterBuzz at the MTV Movie Gift Suite. So we'll broadcast our shows there. We'll also interview celebrities, which will be fun. And
wait, where are they having the awards this year?
I don't know where they're actually having the awards. I just know we're at the W Hotel, and that's their gift suite.
Don't ask Phil the tough questions.
I know. Yeah. Hard-hitting journalism. I'm sorry, man.
All right. Speaking of hard-hitting journalism, tonight's episode is called TMI. And my first
Gibson
question...
Gibson Amphitheater.
Thank you,
DJ Jesse Janney.
Somebody knows.
Yes.
Something.
All right. So should I ask Jesse or should I ask Michelle this question first? Hard-hitting news. You know what? Let's go with Michelle. How big is your penis? Go.
Well, the last time I measured it, it's just bigger than yours.
Zing!
Snap, y'all.
I don't know.
I see.
Michelle's got a pretty big dick.
I do.
Like, I've seen that thing. And
yeah.
It's...
Bend over, bitch, you know?
Yeah, man. It's like, have you ever seen, like, a roll of pizza dough when it's first, like... when it's first twirled out and it's like a long cylindrical piece of pizza
dough? I don't even
want
to pretend I have a dick because I don't...
It's like a lasso.
Freaks me out.
She has
like a fleshy lasso.
Camel toe. Let's just be honest. That's what
true.
We're noticing.
A vagina. Well, okay, listen.
You have a vagina like the Grand Canyon.
Awesome. I've never been to the Grand Canyon. Well, obviously...
what I mean by that is that
I am outnumbered.
You can hire a donkey to take a ride to the bottom of your vagina.
Yeah.
Guided Sherpa tours.
I already have. But I'm glad that I have a lot of people here to fend for me. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm proud. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the Vagina Monologues. And also, the first time I saw a penis, I was like, ugh. And every girl that I talk to also has that experience. They are weird looking.
Yeah, it's better than a vagina, which looks like the face of the brain bug in Starship Troopers.
No, Vagina
I'm
is
afraid that a goddamn spike's going to come out and smack into my head and suck out Except my thoughts you every do time have a I go spike, down on a girl.
But your spike does touch my head because it's just out there. It's an appendage. It's like flopping around. When it's
Ian, like, weigh in on this issue.
I'm curious. I want Michelle to expand on the first time she saw a penis. Was this a live penis or was this a televised penis or a magazine penis?
I'm talking
penis?
About
like in person.
I'm talking close? About a real one. I really hope no one I know is listening to this. I'm talking about a real one.
Yeah, and had you seen him before in other contexts, or it was literally just like the guy took off his pants and this is your first exposure to a penis?
I think it was my first exposure.
I could see that being kind of traumatizing.
Yeah,
if it
was.
I was actually really surprised the first time I saw a vagina. Yeah, because I thought that, that's what I was doing. No, I thought that, like, when I was a kid, I always thought that a vagina was kind of in front, not, like, underneath. So I thought you were supposed to just kind of, like, walk at a woman. Like, just, like, but yeah. Then the first time, I think I was, like, Showtime porn. I was like, wait, why is her vagina underneath? Is she like some sort of freak? And then it kept happening. And eventually I was like, oh, this actually kind of makes sense.
Oh, yeah. My God. Wait, I just remembered I had seen a penis before. Because...
Oh, we're not going to get into like a therapy session.
No.
I don't know if we want to go there.
No, because there was...
Yeah, which family reunion
was
that?
There was my friend's parents watched porn. And one time we were flipping through the channels and we were like... I don't know, little, like, we didn't know what it was. And I was like, what is that? Yeah.
Question. Obviously, for guys, it's a big point of contention how big your penis is. Ian, you obviously...
Massive. Oh, is that not where you're going with that?
No.
Oh, sorry.
But do women measure?
No. The only people that care about their penis size is men. No woman.
Dude, I've had exes tell me horror stories about penises. They've seen. Maybe that's just a stroke of my ego.
Okay, let me.
But I've heard horror stories about some of my best friends' penises.
Right. Let me correct myself.
They don't care
about the like inches, the measurement. They don't care about measuring it. Like if you say to me an inch size, that doesn't mean anything to me.
But just like how it feels going in.
Well, I don't think it matters unless
it's the motion of the ocean.
So yeah. It's the TMI.
Well,
I'm not sure that equation really works.
Really kind of confused me. It went really fast.
All right, you have the length times width over the girth, right?
Yeah.
Divided by the angle of which it is pointing.
I think there's also some flaccid and non-flaccid
like
distinctions
the weight,
in there.
The dead weight of the penis.
Yeah, what are they?
The mass. Oh,
you know,
oh this
I think,
is all...
I think we need to get back to the main issue here, which is, how big's your dick, Phil? Just, could you show us? Can we turn on the AfterBuzz TV official cameras and have you just take out your penis?
Can you guys do
Can
that?
I just say, Phil?
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
If this helps, I don't know if there's anyone here who could help with that question, but I will say... Phil's always angry. I don't
Phil's
know what that means.
Very
but
angry
Phil
man.
Is an angry person.
See, man, I always chalk that up to his Eastern European upbringing, but it's got to be the dick.
You know what? First off, I would like to see.
I imagine you as a tuna cam.
A tuna cam?
Just like a big, like very, very round.
Interesting.
But not a lot of space. Like four or five coasters stacked. On top
you,
of one of another.
You imagine it. Did you think that before? Do you look at your friends and ever think, like, I wonder what their penis looks like?
Oh, all the time.
Do you?
I mean, you're
a man, you do.
You have to say that because he said that.
Well, have you seen most of your friends, Pete, like in the locker room or whatever? Have you seen? Not that you like stare.
I've seen a lot of balls, but I've seen very few of my friends' penises.
How have you seen...
Because
of the games that
because
guys
it's fun to just
play?
Take your balls out and like pop one out.
Well, I didn't know that was a game until
neither did a lot
freshman
of my female
year
friends.
Of college, and then I walked into a room and it was like a triple, and it was just bad. news.
I do it for pictures. I like to put it out the fly, just like one ball, and smile. You know, and it's not till they really review the pictures that
they get a little surprised.
I was very proud. I was able to pull one out in the middle of like a 15-passenger van, but no one noticed. So I just like nudged my buddy Jay next to me, like, "Hey Jay, check it out."
Oh my God! Like
they were away by the time everyone looked.
Okay, you guys. I went to an all-girls Catholic high school, and Sister Barbara gave us the sex talk. She said that penises are ugly and they're on the outside and vaginas are beautiful.
No, they're not. It's like looking into
a lesbian.
It's like looking into a blind wombat's face.
What? And you say you're straight?
It's like a furry mouth, just all devouring.
I'm going to call your girlfriend.
I didn't know what they looked like for years. I kept my eyes closed for so many years. I
did. All right. So... question for you after buzzers.
I don't know why everyone's hating on vaginas right now.
How?
When was this first penis if you went to an all-Catholic girls high school?
In middle school, there were boys, and there was private school boys.
Wow. Middle school.
Oh, my God. No. Well, show you. No, that's not even what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
So we knew boys because we knew them from middle school and, like, other private school, all boys Catholic schools.
You guys show your privates in private schools?
Girls, yeah. I mean, we lined up and everyone felt each other's and mine's, but.
Wait, can you get back to that part? Like, was it in a locker room and were you wearing the skirts? Can you just, like, elaborate and all that?
Go into detail.
Very slowly, yeah, in your sexy voice.
Start with the phrase, "Dear Penthouse Forums." This never happens to me, but this one time.
Got it. You can ask me about that later, or I could just tell your girlfriend.
Let's not tell my girlfriend.
And then
any
she
of this.
Could tell you about it.
All right. So the big question
so
is
so much fun. You had to bring the girlfriend into it.
Yeah.
So not fair.
Well, because he's just like, I want to know about the skirts. And then there's going to be a wombat looking at my face.
it's an like, ugly what? Thing to look at.
I think that it's a body part.
All right.
That...
Before we get into this feminist theory crap, let me ask you this.
Oh, my God.
All right.
No one. I just want everyone to know that I'm not
Jesse, turn
with
down
this.
Her mic. I don't want to hear this feminist crap.
Thank oh, wow. Just Riley. Like all time before
turn
this the, moment.
Turn down.
Silence
turn
me.
Turn her mic.
Yes.
Thank you. No, yeah, I'm still not getting my request. So would people really, if I put up a measurement chart, what are the odds that they would mistake them for wiener sizes?
Well,
it's the kids from
South Park, and they're all kind of retards.
Yeah, and Cartman is angry, so he looks for excuses to get angry at things.
Exactly, and to prove to everyone that his dick is 13 inches.
Yeah. Exactly 13 inches.
Oh, man, I love, at the top of the episode, real quick, the lead-off about Terminator 5 was brilliant.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Because that story broke, was it yesterday? Yesterday, the divorce, but I think today, no, it was yesterday, was the... was that the kid happened.
Oh.
That Schwarzenegger actually pooped out a kid with the maid. And it's just awesome that their turnaround time is so quick that they can put that in the episode.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Like, are they just, like, going and going until the night before?
Pretty much.
Before?
They work 7 days a week on each episode, I hear.
That's so intense.
Can I ask, from the beginning of the episode, how does Cartman wield so much power? Like, what does he hold over there? He doesn't have, like... I don't know. He's like shaking the table and driving
Cartman,
these kids nuts.
Cartman is the epitome of the Tea Party. It's just he's loud, he's obnoxious, he's a complete piece of shit, and he gets everyone to listen to him.
Yeah, they still put up with it after all this time. Like, I thought somebody was going to just jack him.
Yeah,
it's happened before.
If no one puts up with it, then he's going to make them, like, he's just going to get more annoying. You know?
That might be the key to his power. You're right. Yeah.
So
exactly. He's going to keep measuring dicks until he proves his point.
He's going to, some poor kid is going to end up in the bathroom and he's just going to go for it.
Speaking of measuring dicks, Butters talking to his penis.
Oh.
Hey, buddy.
where are you going, little fella?
Wait. Explain that to me.
Wait, like, guys talk to their dicks. I talk to my dick all the time. He's like a therapist and, you know.
Are you guys agreeing with what he's saying or no one else is?
Question, do you name your penis? Some guys do.
Totally, dude.
There you go. What's up?
Ooh, but do you, like, talk to it alone?
Yeah, my dick's called the Kremlin.
Really?
Yep. Then, the left testicle is Alexander III, and the right testicle. Shit, I'm forgetting my Russian history, but it was another one of the monarchs.
Wow. Ian, your name?
It's been named by many.
Well, the official name for Ian's is the Scooty Puff Jr.
Oh, interesting. Well, mine is Sid. Jesse, you better answer this one.
The Greek god.
Ooh. Oh.
Maybe you should simplify that to Adonis.
There you go. That's
even Aphrodite would envy you, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Michelle, what's your
I'm not really going after Aphrodite, but...
But she is the goddess of love, so.
Michelle, if you had a dick, what would you name it?
I would name it... Male Chauvinism.
What would you name your cooter? What is your cooter's name?
Cooter. Yoni is what we used to call him in high school.
It's a him?
Them.
Wow.
Them, like my friends. My friends.
I was like,
what,
the football team? Like, who's we?
It's okay. What would I name mine?
The boys that ran track called it that.
Yeah.
No, what is the name of your vagina?
Do I have to make it up right now? Because I don't have a name for it.
How about Sea Leaf or the Sarlacc Pit?
Okay, and right now then
how about the Cave of Wonders?
Is there a girl equivalent of measuring the penis? Like, I don't know,
like the
lips or like, because they
that's
all want
what I was trying to ask. No one understood.
They all
that.
Want it small, though. Everything like small lips, small size, everything small. So I don't know. Is there some kind of equivalent? Like, oh, I have.
Well, I think they measure boobs instead.
Oh, boobs.
Well,
are a big
not
measure,
necessarily.
Yeah.
There you is. No. Well, I mean, that does happen, but that's a whole different ballgame, you know? Like, down there. I walked into that. But down there, I mean, measurement isn't really... I mean, there's not anything that you can, like, put a ruler up against, but
I don't know. Is there, like, a dipstick? Like, do you measure how deep you go?
Jesse just cracked up in the booth.
Is it like the abyss where you have to get a guy in a suit to like go down there and find aliens?
I don't know what vaginas you're seeing, but I don't know if I want to see those. I mean, the only way to know if everything's in good shape is how it feels when you're doing stuff.
Is it true that they spit their own form of acid like a Dilophosaurus?
Yeah, you could say that.
Interesting.
I'm terrified of that. I'm terrified I'm going to be driving my Jeep Wrangler
one
day.
Acid.
And a vagina's going to spit acid in my eyes, and it's going to eat me.
So what do you think? Did someone show you like Jurassic Park and then tell you it was a bunch
the
of
birds
vaginas?
And the bees. I saw that movie and learned about sex in roughly the same time period.
Okay.
Very nice.
Good to know.
That's what the velociraptors were modeled after, I think.
Yeah.
Spielberg had that in
mm-hmm.
mind.
What are those things called?
Is it the ones with the things that shoot out,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
The Dilophosaurus.
You had it. Okay. I'm sorry.
But then there's
do you guys pay attention or like what? What show are we
then,
on?
Okay, there's a Venus flytrap, that kind of. But it's very mysterious. Even to me, it's very mysterious.
The vagina or the Venus flytrap? Because I agree with you on the flytrap.
The I mean, both.
What's mysterious about a vagina? It's just,
just
like a fleshy pocket.
Well, you were just asking, like, oh my God.
All right. Moving on. I love how Randy steps up as the sort of guy who's going to explain all of this. And meanwhile, the anger management therapist is an older version of Randy, pretty much. Right? I mean, you guys...
Therapist?
And where was Mackie? Mackie's the therapist.
Yeah, but he'd just be like...
He was there at the beginning, remember?
Yeah.
For a second, but...
No, I like the therapist. I like it's another example of Cartman killing someone because he's angry at them.
Yeah. For no reason.
He so did it just in the best way possible.
Love all these characters, by the way.
I love Mitch Connor coming back, which is a
Mitch
great
Connor, great to the Jennifer Lopez episode, exactly. The traveling con man, Mitch Connor.
Yeah, but Michelle's right. All the characters are awesome. The teabagger,
yeah,
because
that's exactly teabagger. That's exactly those are exactly the people that it's like. Why are you so mad at everyone? And
exactly.
The cars, the tiny dick cars,
love that.
Right.
Totally all in really nice cars.
I love the wigger.
I want to see him in more
that was
episodes.
So funny.
I love him.
That was so good. So good. Oh, and the lesbian lover.
I love Cartman yelling, "I don't care if Obama is president. You can't go around
I know.
Hanging dick charts."
Oh, that is really funny.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I was going to say the one of us go. You go.
No, I'm going back to the dick chart because I am curious if there is, you know, they mention it here, all these different kind of measurements and things like that. What is, it's the base, right? Because Randy says the balls, which is absurd.
No, that, yeah.
Nobody measures
Nobody
from,
measures
the,
from
balls.
The balls. You measure from the base.
Right. So that is the standard is base to tip,
base,
let's
yeah,
say.
Exactly.
Okay, good. That just let's clear that up.
But how do you calculate volume of the dick?
Well,
I want to know how many milliliters my dick is.
Well, here's how you do it, right? You you get no, this is an honest
water
answer.
Displacement. I think you have to something like that.
No, you just get the scales, you know, with the double
scales?
The double sided scales or whatever they're called.
Yeah, like a butcher shop.
Yeah,
you just slap
and
your big dick right on the scale.
Yeah, but right there, and then you put the grams on the other side, and whatever you know, you equal out the weights. And
you know, for next week's episode, we should just bring in a scale. And a bunch of weights.
Yeah, I'll measure
and
it.
Just measure dicks.
That's
penis
fine.
Off.
Yes. Speaking of right now, we're watching it in studio, and Randy is fighting the Surgeon
He's
General
going
of the
down
United
on her face.
Because,
yeah.
Oh my God, that's brutal.
How amazing was his math equations that he gave to his class?
Yeah. If there's any people that actually do mathematics out there in the world, listen to this podcast. Please tell us if that equation actually works.
But I just love the little girl reading it. It's as if we gave Michelle the most raunchiest thing in the world of like, and what is the length of it? Randy's penis is 4.6.
The word question.
Do I sound like a little girl?
No, but you're the only girl we have. So who am I gonna throw to Ian? Huh?
You'd be pretty.
I mean, I have a Cosmo right in front of me for whatever unknown reason.
Okay.
We should
that
just
was
read
in
Cosmo
bathroom.
The entire episode. Can we do a quiz?
Yes.
All right. Let's
no,
see.
Shut nice. Up. Can I
All
do
right,
one?
You pick while we talk.
All right.
Oh. Better be something
so,
good.
And should Randy be so upset about 4.6? Like, that's...
It's all right, I guess.
Wait, are we
Jesse's
talking
looking
about...
like, I'd like... 4.6 isn't doing anything
Wait,
for
is
anybody.
This, is
that
this
is on
happy?
No radar.
Is this happy or not happy? Like, I have no idea.
What?
The measuring. Is it measuring the penis when it's happy or when it's not?
Oh, it's got, yeah.
Always when it's...
Oh,
but here's
I don't know.
Some guys, it's not such a... There's, you know, there's showers and there's growers.
You know, I was taught that by a summer camp counselor who wound up getting arrested in Northern California for trying to solicit a 16-year-old boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was a grower, I assume.
Well, that's the thing. I was fucking all throughout summer camp.
Look at
I was
this.
Always like the chubby kid and... None. There were like a couple pedophiles worked my camp, and none of them ever went after me. You know, I was slow, I was chubby, I had a big ass. I mean, why wouldn't they touch me? Damn it!
Yeah,
that was after my buddy Jamie. They loved him.
What?
That's a
well,
painful
was,
memory. That's
was he
terrible.
Really?
No, he never actually got molested. But none of us really got molested. But we did have camp counselors who
you continue with your mission of trying to find some
my
damn...
my religion teacher from high school. The year after I graduated, got arrested for downloading child pornography.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did our high school security guard, who everybody thought was like the biggest ladies' man. He had a whole thing.
Oof.
Wow.
I don't. How did we go ahead and get into this topic?
I don't know.
All right, Michelle, you keep searching. Okay. So then we're on to FedEx, where it's a federal building, but it's not. So we fucked that up. But we're trying to. What was their list of things that
American
I love?
American Apparel, American Carpet Warehouse.
No, but I'm their list of demands.
Our demands. It was
so great. The Jews.
The Jews. Fuck Kyle.
Fuck Kyle is a great one too.
Obama's real birth certificate.
Obama's yes. Our mothers can no longer be angry at us or something like that from The Wigger.
Sidebar. Remember the election episode where Randy is freaking out because Obama won? That was like the whole episode.
No, he was celebrating.
Yeah, celebrating. He's having a great time. And now...
Woo! I don't got to take your shit anymore! Change!
Exactly. And now, because his dick is small, can't stand him.
But right... Okay, this reminds me of when his balls were amazingly huge because he had testicular cancer.
Yeah. And, when he the microwave. And
the hippity hops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine from work, he was our art department PA on our show, and he actually went as Randy. So he dyed his hair black, drew on a little mustache, and got two hippity hops, which he spray painted peach color.
Genius.
Put black pipe cleaners off them, just walked around with two balls hanging out the entire night.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I love how in that episode, Randy reversed the heat and was like, are you staring at my balls? You only like me because of my balls.
Exactly.
So true. Women love us only because of our balls.
Do you know down in
Culver... Oh, it's certainly not the balls.
Down in Culver City, there's actually a weed dispensary called Medicinal Fried Chicken that has pictures of the South Park kids on the front.
Nice.
Remember, because I was driving our sound guy one day, he made me pull over so we could get a picture of it.
Nice. Very cool. So next on my list, for whatever reason, is Butters measuring his penis.
Protractor. I love that they just had Butters' minuscule penis on display for like two solid minutes.
Yeah,
they really...
You can't speak until you figure this out. Okay. Whatever it is you're trying to do.
I think the only actual penis they've shown before was Osama bin Laden's in the episode Osama bin Laden Has Farty Pants.
Yeah. Wow. Ian, do you remember a penis before?
Well,
actually, this is a callback to that episode because Osama bin Laden was so pissed off because his penis was microscopic.
Yes. So I feel like there were Asians.
Source of his anger.
I remember the this goes way back, but the chimp Pokemon where they were making fun of the Pokemon fad.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that the Asians would do to try to ask for forgiveness is, we have small penises.
Yeah.
Pardon us. We have us and our small penises. You so much bigger.
Big American penis.
Yeah.
Remember, and wasn't it they were just trying to re-bomb Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, pretty much. And so, yeah, I'm glad how that worked.
And that was the other member, the City Walk guy. Always nice to see him again.
Always great to see Mr. City Walk. I love the, there's a team standing by to fuck that young boy.
Yes, in reference to Kyle, who they must fuck Kyle.
Hey, there's Butters' penis.
Oh, yes, we're watching in studio, and Butters right now is flopping his wee-wee every which way and what. Michelle left the studio to go read more feminist, or she may be puking in the bathroom from all the discussion.
I think she's peeing with the door open.
Something
and
is going on.
She's standing up. It's really weird.
Wow. Michelle's taking this whole feminism thing to another level.
Jesse, can we turn the anthem? Come on, play me the sound effect. The sound effect. There we go. Michelle. That is Michelle peeing. There's a steady stream of that crap.
Michelle.
Someone had spicy ramen for dinner.
Oh my god.
She just doesn't stop.
Wait, almost.
Wait, Jesse, can you recreate like the kick? You know,
wow.
Oh my god.
You know when sort of like you run out of pee and then you just kind of like kick your foot and it just
little flip.
Yeah,
the hair flip.
Yeah, you know. I mean, Austin Powers parodied it pretty well in the first movie, which is like, but Jesse's not willing to do that for
really
me.
Happen?
All right.
Now the psychologist, when he starts berating Cartman, what is that? What type of psychology is that exactly?
Yeah, she's yelling fat. You have tits like a 40-year-old woman.
Shitty titty. What was the line?
Shitty titty, yummy tummy, something like that.
I didn't have it written down. All I know is I love the pissed off and angry party.
Yeah. Kind of sums it up. I remember Tea Party first started happening when we were all still in school in Boston. And there were those assholes marching around. Like, you know, we always saw people in colonial garb because that's what happens in Boston. You know, you go on the colonial tour. But these were people that were, like, standing outside of banks. You know, rich, middle-upper class people. White people just screaming, I'm not going to pay my taxes. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
That's right. No taxation without representation.
There are much better things to do in Boston on a lovely spring day like this.
Can we question Michelle more about penis variants and
absolutely. All right, Michelle,
different penises she's seen?
Of the dozens of penises that you've seen and experienced with your hands, can you tell us what's the largest you've ever been able to accommodate?
Good
question. You want a name?
No.
Do we know him?
I'm not going to divulge any information. Well, what do you guys want to know? Like, how?
Like, we'll describe based on your hand movements.
Yeah, Michelle,
exactly.
I'm gonna start doing this, and tell me when.
Fuck you.
Tell me when.
Fuck you.
All right, what Jack is doing is he's literally measuring from his mouth and going outwards.
Back into my throat.
Back into his throat. Hold on, let me see.
Man, we need the cameras on for this show.
Jesse, play a like choking sound effect as the penis enters.
Oh
Jack.
My god. Oh, god. Oh my fucking god.
Oh no.
That's a big penis, Michelle.
I am not gonna answer this question if you're gonna put on fucking sound effects like that. Let me see.
I didn't put on the sound effects. That was Jesse.
What's like average, would you say?
However big my penis is, that's average.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I can only go by mine, which I assume is the biggest in the world, which is 18 inches.
Yeah, if you've ever seen a popular pornographic actor named Lexington Steele, that's actually me. That's my porn name.
First of all, the fact that you know who that is. I also know who that is.
You went to the high school of my college roommate.
Oh. Question. How big is Dustin, whatever his name is, from
by the way,
real world.
Actually, Michelle has not let go of her penis the entire...
Is this
growing.
Big? I'm trying to figure it out. Is this really big?
I'm trying to eyeball it.
That start, like you start out, Michelle, it's like slowly got bigger and bigger.
Michelle, face it towards the booth.
That's pretty big.
I messed it up.
It's at like 2 feet now.
You had a little bit bigger.
That's average. That's about average size.
Like from the base. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. I remember.
Now, like how many hands?
Are you giving us
can
width?
You get two full hands and some popping
this
out.
This is why I date girls that are shorter than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why I'm dating a girl who's 15 inches shorter than I am, because I always feel big.
Okay.
And Phil, to answer your Dustin question, Dustin actually is pretty well endowed.
Interesting.
Wait, how do we know about this guy's dick?
Because I've seen it.
No, okay. The big scam is that he did a gay porn thing, and now he's denying it, but it's out there and it's true.
Oh man. So it's like do you remember the guy Simon Rex? He's in a couple movies, he was an MTV VJ, he raps as Dirt Nasty.
He was also in Charlie Sheen's webisodes.
Yeah. He's this rapper. He was an MTV personality until it surfaced that he'd done a series of gay pornography videos, solo videos, so just jacking videos, under the name Sebastian. And
wait, why is it gay if it's just him jacking off?
Because it's supposedly like meant for a gay audience. Although I guess, I don't know, Michelle, let's say you're watching porn. Would a dude just jacking off do it for you? Because there's something romantic about someone.
If I'm watching a guy jack off?
Yeah, like on TV, not like 4 inches from your face.
It would do nothing.
What would do it for you?
I would probably laugh.
Do women not need, some need visual stimulation? So like, is there something you can watch that would really?
I don't get off watching him jack off. What do I have to do with that? Nothing. Am I getting anything out of that?
See, so then that's why it's for a gay audience. It's sexy about jerking off.
Well, a female. People find that.
I think
that
because
very
maybe
if a girl
it's
was jerking
so...
off, she's probably a tranny, and that's.
I think, maybe like female masturbation has more of a mystery about it because no one talks about it.
There's a lot of mechanics involved with that.
Yeah, there's guys have one, they have a shaft. Women have buttons and opening. It's too much.
Yeah,
who knows how to work the thing?
Like with this, it's like you're flying an airplane. You go up, you go down, you pitch left and right. With you, it's like operating a goddamn nuclear submarine. You have to know the launch codes to get in that shit.
Right, but once you learn them, you're set.
Once you learn them, then you have to compete with the Chinese.
Right, of course. Anyway... what was your question again? Oh, does that turn you on? No. But
all right, so how about two dudes fucking? Because guys are always into lesbians, but if it's dude just taking another dude to pound town.
That's a good question.
Is that hot?
No.
No.
What if it's a really like good looking guy and a really like femmy looking guy? What if it's a dude and a tranny?
No dudes.
What if?
Could I share?
Wait.
We're gonna get up to like a donkey, two guys.
What if it's a tranny?
My grandmother.
No. It's a tranny, but she has her panties on and is tucked back, so it looks like a girl, and she's just blowing the dude. then is that sexy?
Watching blowjobs isn't sexy.
All right, here's what we learned from South Park a while ago.
Because I know what it tastes like.
Interesting. All right, you guys remember...
He's losing his shit.
I don't know what it feels like, you know?
To get a blowjob?
Yeah.
Well, it's like how Will never experienced giving birth. It's like a magical, wonderful thing that only one sex can truly appreciate.
I don't know if it's wonderful or magical, but yeah.
Blowjobs? Oh, they are magical.
I'm talking about giving birth.
Oh. Well, I was going to say this. We learned from the overlogging episode, we learned that pornography is just way better if, like, remember Randy's looking up, like, Japanese
girls that fart in each other's mouths?
Yes. So apparently that's the kind of porn we all love nowadays. And I was actually also, and Ian, you know our mutual friend Mitch, right?
Mitch Connor?
Oh,
in the porn industry.
I don't know if we're supposed to say that. Okay, well, he edits porn, correct?
Yes, he edits porn. And what he taught us is that actually more women watch pornography than guys.
Is that right?
That is right.
Actually purchase pornography.
Wow. Well, and you know what's...
Well, okay, you guys, my twin sister did her thesis at Columbia on pornography.
Ooh, Lottie fucking da.
Yeah.
This is about to get real hot.
What?
Hmm?
Huh?
By the way, she's a film major, meaning she shot.
I remember back in Emerson, there was...
Is that correct? No.
No.
There was someone that was trying to make their film to an actual porno. I remember a buddy of mine got asked to star in it. And for a second, he was like, should I do this? You know, can I really go through with it? And then he decided he could. But then funding fell through, and apparently the school frowned on a student shooting actual pornography.
No, although I've seen actual porn.
I've learned that we worked for an award show that happened in Emerson. We learned that actual pornographic shorts had been nominated before for certain categories.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Now, all right, let's hear this feminist crap.
Dice play. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're about to do a quiz from a popular women's magazine.
Okay.
Is this what we're on?
Can
women read?
Ask you guys, could he be the one? So this is about a guy or it could be about... Okay, let's just change it to a girl.
Could she be the one?
Could she be the one? Your newish girl mentions her work holiday party coming up. The first thing that pops into your head. A, was that an invite? I'm dying to hear her coworker's hyena laugh.
Did you say your Jewish girl? I'm already turned off. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
But way to hear that.
All right, everyone write their results. Everyone.
Okay. A, was that an invite? I'm dying to hear her coworker's hyena laugh. B, and you're telling me this, why exactly? C, fingers crossed, it's not next weekend. I already have plans with the guys.
All right, and for those of you at home, follow along so you know.
So I could tell you what your score is.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you guys got that one?
Yes.
I didn't understand it.
Do you want me to re-read?
No one wants to go back over that.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay.
Here's my answer.
Wow. Okay, that's a picture of a penis and balls, but it's a very amateur picture.
But it's shooting ejaculate into the air.
By the way, special shout out to Superbad with all of its penis drawings. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
We should make sure everyone knows how to make a penis shooting cum on the computer, right? If like to text it and stuff
like
that.
What is it?
I believe it's eight. Equal. I mean, you can do as many equals depending on the size you want. for the tip, and then if you want like a little extra, something you do a tilde. Is that like a Spanish nunya thing? Yeah.
Very cool.
Enya.
Yeah.
Wait. So all right. What were the options for the quiz?
Okay. Well. Okay. Number two. On day two, you did drinks, dinner, and an end of the night lip lock. What do you tell your BFF the next day?
I fucked her.
A.
Yeah. Town.
She's cool and pretty cute, except her face is kind of lopsided.
Ooh, fuck this. I have a sidebar. So my roommate used to be a grave digger, and he's a grave digger in central Massachusetts.
Wow.
And so, you know, he's surrounded by like all these big surly Irish guys. And there's this one guy named Bill. Gotta talk like this. He's Bill. So Bill came in one day looking like shit. Apparently he just drank and smoked all the fucking day. So he came in and he's like, hey guys, so I was on a date with this girl last night. and she wouldn't give me head. So I waited till she fell asleep, then I blew a load in her sweater. She won't do that again.
Awesome.
Wait, are you kidding?
You just blew a load in her sweater and left the house.
Nice.
Well, that's what you Bill. Get for dating Bill.
Now, I'm also going to share just grave digging. Remind me of Undertaker.
Does that story usually kill? Everybody looked just like shocked, like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're all just like,
well, you're waiting for laughter. Everyone's like, oh man.
We're just like, Jesus.
Bill's out of his mind.
What were you saying?
Well, I was going to say this. Here's the reason why I'm getting cremated. 80% of Undertakers are necrophiliacs. Now, that's not to say they actually hump the corpse, but the definition of necrophilia is that you get aroused around dead bodies, and they do. And so I'm not going to do that.
I want to be either. I want to be taxidermied.
What percentage of the population then? Like, is that you think that's unique to Undertaker? Maybe
so
everybody would get aroused around.
So does everyone's corpse get fucked?
No, but they might like jack off.
No, they just get boners at the minimum.
Yeah.
At minimum. Okay, wait, number two. Okay.
All right, let's just go to finish number two. Let's go.
Okay.
Take charge. All right, come on.
Oh, my God. On day two, you did drinks, dinner, and an end-of-the-night lip lock. What do you tell your BFF, okay? Then I said, A, okay, her face is, like, weird, lopsided. B, playing Would You Rather was just as fun as super gluing her mouth to my mouth to hers.
What? Who writes this shit? This is like fourth grade back of the bus level.
See?
Yeah, no wonder women are in the state they are. What a mess.
I know, right?
See? Her Sarah Palin impression is hilarious. Who knew she was so funny?
Is that Sarah Palin from Who's Nailin' Palin? Because if she did an impression of that, that would be some great anal.
Let's pretend that is, or whatever you want. Whatever.
All right, question three, because I'm getting bored already.
Okay, there's
sure
just five questions.
Again. All right, well, let's go. We're almost halfway there.
Okay, your girl hints about how she wants to check out a car museum in a town more than an hour away. You, A, are already looking up cool sushi and sake spots nearby so you can explore the area together. B, no one wrote anything down. B, suggests he go with one of his college buddies. No, she go with one of her college buddies. No way you're wasting your Saturday on that.
No, if she does that, then she's going to fuck her college buddy.
C, make a mental list of convo starters so there won't be too many awkward silences on the trip.
Excellent. Okay, four. Let's continue onward.
While you're out with your girlfriend, your mom calls and you two don't exactly get along. When she asks whom you just screened, you say, A, I told you a little about the deal with my mom. Let's talk about something more fun, though. B, my mother, but she calls 20 times a day. I'll talk to her later. Or C, someone's feeling a bit nosy tonight, huh?
All right, last
you
question.
Know, all these C answers are dicks.
Yeah, that's the thing. C is dick. Oh, look at all those C's. what do your friends know about your sex life? A, they could write a book about it called TMI Shit Our Friend Says. TMI Shit Our Friend Says. B, when you first had sex and she yells, boom goes the dynamite, mid-orgasm. C, not much okay other than that you have very few complaints.
What's the weirdest thing you guys have ever yelled during sex?
Come Jesse?
On, everyone, no one's willing to bust it out. Let's
well,
hear it.
I
said, I've got one, but y'all go.
I can do, like, weird places. I just can't think.
I've definitely, like, I've said some crazy things that elicited laughter. Like, I was like, I was thought I was like being really sexy, and I was like, damn, you do. And it was like, oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've been on the other side.
That is not the response you want.
I really pissed off someone. I saw that she was reading Oil by Upton Sinclair. This was like right after There Will Be Blood came out.
Yeah.
So right as I come, I yell, I'm finished, and slam down into bed. And I got screamed at.
She didn't get
God
the reference.
That's so
she did
funny.
Oh, I would have.
That's like so that funny.
All right, now, how do we calculate our scores for this?
What about you?
I changed the subject.
What's the craziest thing you've ever yelled? And Jesse, you too. I want to hear this.
Beefy melt burrito.
What?
All right, what's the weirdest thing you've ever had yelled at you during sex?
Huh. I don't know. I'd have to go back through the memory bank. I don't know.
Mine would be smack that daddy. And I'm not like a big talker during sex. It makes me laugh.
So. See, do you know how that made me feel? Don't laugh at somebody when they say something like that.
But when
that,
you
it's
say something
right.
ridiculous.
Like it was just really quiet. And like we were really at it. And all of a sudden, smack that daddy. You know?
It's like, wow.
Really?
Dude, I had the wrong name screamed at me.
Oh, that's no fun.
It was, well, we were both really drunk, and she had just broken up with her ex. So she screams. Oh, I hope he's listening, because fuck that guy. So no, the boyfriend.
Yeah.
So she screams, "Oh, Justin," and I'm like, I'm really drunk. And I go, "My name's Jack, but it's okay." We keep going.
Oh my god.
We actually talked about that on Ian Kaiser's Gossip Girl stint, where we questioned of what can a girl say that'll make you stop having sex with her, and he said nothing.
I said she could be goose stepping and zig heiling, and I think there's still a good chance I'd nail
her. Nazis had great fashion sense, and they were freaks in bed.
That's a fact.
No, well, yeah, what could a girl say?
What could a girl say?
What do you mean?
Like something like a sexual partner could say that would make you stop having sex with them.
I want to know the results of this damn quiz.
If they say like bitch or whore, if someone says that to me, then I will stop having sex
really?
With them.
Really?
Yeah, for guys, that doesn't really translate.
Do you mean, is there something that they could say that would make you lose your arousal or something that would make you, like, turn you off so much?
Something that's like a red flag where you just go, nope. Like,
that's not happening again.
Aside from I have AIDS, me and Thrust.
I didn't think about that one. Yeah, that might like, do it.
By the way, sorry for the AIDS. Michael.
Oh my god, I just thought of something.
Or since you already have AIDS, would you keep going?
Wait, I just thought of something.
What?
I might double bag it in that case.
Just pack the punch. Okay. The weirdest thing that someone has said, and I was like, I'm just going to ignore that and keep going.
Is this someone we know?
No. Oh. But, yeah, no. But he was not in the normal frame of mind. He was, like, intoxicated with certain things. And he said that he's seeing tie-dye, and I remind him of his mom.
Mushroom sex will do that to you.
Except for it was just weed.
What a pussy.
And then he like and then everything in his he's 30 and everything in his room is made by his mother.
So did you play into the did you say mommy's gonna take good care of you?
No. I said
mommy's
that's
little
a red
boy has
flag.
Been very bad.
I said red flag.
Wow.
Right. I've had exes actually honest God bring up daddy issues in bed. And it still doesn't stop.
Jesse just lost it. He almost hit the floor on that
See, that's
one.
The thing.
Can you relate to that, or what was going on there?
Absolutely not. You guys, it's crazy.
Like during?
Like during and post. But the thing I learned, the only reason this is a terrible relationship, but the reason it kept going, is because the more someone hates themselves, the more crazy shit they do in the bedroom.
Yeah, so true.
It is awesome.
Yeah, that's true. It's because the boundaries and the respect, self-respect. Is
Exactly. And Emerson was full of that.
That's so true. Also, that's
God
very true.
God bless art school.
Oh, someone said, yeah, they just...
All right. Okay. Michelle, give us the results.
So,
then we'll go to a commercial.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What
so,
do we got?
Okay. What did you answer for one?
C.
So that's zero for you so far.
Okay.
And, okay, Jack, what did you answer for number one? B.
This is going to take a while. I'm just going to give you
no,
this.
No, it's not. It's not going to take a while. Oh, okay.
Why don't we come back with the commercial break after the commercial break?
Great idea.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful idea. I thought Michelle could do this a lot quicker, but I guess not. Let's go to commercial.
Oh, shut up.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come off.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Like one. All right, we're still calculating results. We're going to have to figure out a way how we're going to tell listeners who I just suckered into doing this with us how they're going to get their results. But before we even figure out any of that, because clearly we can't even figure out a math equation to figure out the length of our penises, I want to know what sort of... I mean, for me, this was a very hilarious episode. I know for Ian, last week's episode was very funny. And Jack... the human centipede pad this season was very hilarious, and Jesse, he just laughs at it all. But what humor are you really drawn to most in South Park?
I'd say their topical stuff, like when it's like spot on after it's just happened, is usually fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like their, I think the best episode they've ever done was the turd sandwich and giant douche episode. Yes. For the 2004 election. It was brilliant. It was spot on. It was really good. It's yeah, whenever they do that, it's awesome. Also, whenever they do songs, always a fan of that.
You guys, I don't mean to interrupt, but the results are in.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so
drum roll. No,
Randy's beating her up again. It's so disturbing. Do you think like they're gonna get
okay, Jack? This is what this defines you as a person, okay? You got 8 points, and that means that you're just not that into her. If this girl were forever material, you wouldn't blow off a chance to take a long car ride with her. With good match, you enjoy doing both novel and mundane activities, says Daniel Goldfarb, PhD.
Fuck that guy.
Co-author of Red Flags. Not even kidding, that's the name of his book.
Wow.
So have fun with your fling and use her to help steer you a little closer to your dream girl. How? Compare this girl to others you've dated. Which traits got you pumped about her? Which turned you off? Look for that great stuff and avoid the bad in your next GF.
Baby, if you're listening, that's not true. I love you.
Yeah, did you just hear his comments about vaginas? Phil.
Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Yours is too soon to tell.
That's right.
Sounds like you're into her, but aren't totally head over heels yet, so you should just stick with it. The fact that you're curious about meeting her coworkers and exploring her passion shows you're interested in strengthening your bond.
That's true. I meet a lot of her coworkers.
Says Carol Brues, co-author of What Happy Couples Do. To decide if she's a keeper, take a step to deepen your relationship, such as going on a weekend trip together. If it feels natural and exciting to get more intimate, hold on to her. And the one that nobody got was legit love. So
what was Ian's?
He just didn't do the quiz.
There's no one. I have no one to do it.
He's
about.
Legit love. Oh, either you copied someone's quiz or this girl is soulmate potential. Whether you realize it or not, you've been investing in your relationship. You keep your sex life private from pals and can open up to her about your love / hate for your mom. Wonder yeah. whether his...
What's the point of having a sex life if you can't brag about it?
Yeah, like that's the key to a good relationship. You keep it quiet. If I'm having good sex with someone, I'm broadcasting to the world.
Yeah.
I'm coming on AfterBuzz to tell
exactly
everyone about it.
Make sure everyone goddamn knows how awesome
like,
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
I see
exactly.
that it's like fun to
I'm
going to
play
share.
That the next time I have sex.
Oh my God. I see that it's like fun to share, but at the same time, there are plenty of other reasons to do it.
What, sex?
Yeah.
Like what?
None that I can think of.
I see.
You do it so you can get
that
it.
That says a lot about you guys.
You do it so you can get it on your hidden camera and put it on the internet.
How did you know that?
All right. Back to the question at hand. What are you drawn to most for South Park? Michelle, go ahead.
Me? I would agree with Jack, like the topical things, current event things. It's really funny.
I like any episode where Cartman is torturing Kyle. For some, that's my favorite relationship, my favorite dynamic.
Because you really
agree partially. Cartman and Butters is always a
Butters is great.
Yeah. Yes,
Butters is great.
For me, it's something. It if it's a topic I know well and something that I love and they just make fun of it, like for me, last season's Inception episode
was
hilarious because really I've seen Hoarders. I actually love Inception, but the fact that they were able to take it and just deconstruct it and make it ridiculous is funny to me.
Okay, wait. A guy jacking off could be... could be okay.
What's right. been going on through your head?
So yeah, let's say
I just thought about it.
Let's say Vin Diesel, the epitome of masculinity, is just jacking off in front of you.
Yeah. I'm not into Vin Diesel.
All right, let's say who's going to play Billy Elliot? Jamie Bell. Let's say Jamie Bell is just standing in front of you, looking cute and British, and jacking off.
Ira Glass from This American Life. Good. There you go.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Let's say Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Every girl loves Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. You just got to speak the language. Let's go. Answer the damn question.
What's the question? What if he was jacking off?
Yeah. Would that be sexy if Johnny Depp was jacking off?
Yeah. But if he was
What if he's just standing there? Just.
Jacking. Are you going to do it for it?
Just imagine me, but I'm Johnny Depp.
Jack Waz is standing up.
He's kind of barreled over.
See, that's the thing. It's a very fine line between, like, gross, go in another room, and, like, actually being exposed enough to, like, do that in front of someone. Because I feel like that.
Do feminists feel ashamed for watching porn?
No. Well, there's a lot of feminist theorists, and there's a lot of theories about pornography and whether or not it's acceptable or unacceptable in the feminist
subcultures. There's like the neo-feminist, right? That's more...
All right. Well, I feel like we got to get into predictions soon, so let's go into predictions.
Ian is interesting. At least he knows what an interesting person is like.
I know how to talk to a woman.
Yeah.
Apparently not, because they get freaked out when you say romantic things.
Out of both of you.
Let's talk about feminism. I'm very understanding.
Yeah.
How am I the one with the longest lasting relationship here?
I know.
And so right now we have on screen.
Butters is a wiener and a protractor.
Yes. But what's always tough about this is that we never catch the preview for some reason. Do they show previews for next week?
I don't think they do. I think they roll straight into to what's that show? Workaholics. Because they don't know next week's
episode. Jesse, look up on the internet next week's episode. See what we got.
Butter's penis, there's like no... It looks like a little pinky finger. Do you think that's because of sensors or because...
I think Butters is erect because he's been measuring himself, so he just has a little Butters boner.
So, NRBs, how common are they?
NRB?
No reason boners.
Oh, common.
There's always a reason for a boner. Maybe you're sitting in a crowded movie theater watching Harry Potter. Maybe you're at a campfire and an attractive 70-year-old's rubbing your shoulders. Maybe you're in an auto dealership and you see a Corvette and you think, wow, this will look great on my penis.
All right, so question. Next week, where could they go? Where could they go?
They always top themselves. So, yeah.
Not always, but most of the time.
Yeah.
And again, I would like to see anything with Trump. I think he needs to be dragged through the mud just a little more. Or anything with there's like all this shit flying around about the GOP primary. And I think they could do something real clever with that.
Well, they did something a little bit with Trump, I mean, like the birth certificate thing.
Yeah,
but not enough. In a way. Mm. Well, I don't think they'll do it next week because the season finale of Celebrity Apprentice is this Sunday, so he'll announce whether or not he's going to do his presidency.
He's already announced.
He's not going to.
Do you think NBC is more important than America?
Yes, he announced that he's not going to do it.
Well, do you think they're done with Schwarzenegger? You think, or can they skewer him a little more?
Oh, they can still do that.
They can do. They've already touched it, though. I'm not sure they do it again. I think they're gonna. I could see them dealing with the Botox mom. Like that was a whole thing this week. Like there's this woman who apparently Botoxed her kid and got her like Brazilian wax. She's like 8 years old and it's for the pageant circuit. Yeah, it's all over like Huffington Post and CNN.
Oh my god, that's fucked.
And that's the exact kind of thing South Park could run with.
Yeah, totally.
You know what's left? I mean, they can't do the Osama death because they kind of did
it. They already did that, yeah.
With the Jersey fad. It's a Jersey thing. Yeah. And they just killed Osama. So, our predictions kind of suck. Jesse,
Nothing online.
Nothing online. Well, these guys don't really give us anything to work with, huh? But thank you for listening.
Sex with Dr. Phil.
Yes. Yeah. It was quite interesting. We learned a lot. We learned that Michelle is afraid of penises or not afraid of penises.
Disgusted by
She's penis shy.
Yes. By the way, not the second, not the first time we dealt with penises.
In my mouth.
It's not the only thing she loves in her mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
I totally should have seen that one coming.
All right. Well, tune in next week. Tune in to AfterBuzz at the MTV Movie Awards, and we'll see you guys hopefully next week. And tell your friends.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Mine's 20 inches.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.